My name is Wayne Healy. I'm a public artist. In 1975, I co-founded East Los Streetscapers with my longtime artist friend, David Boteo.
Hello, I'm David. We've been painting together since 1976. Our latest mural that we've done is in Inglewood. And this was a job that Wayne found through the internet, and they contacted him, and I'll let him tell you the story.
The project was known as Parks Make Life Better, and they wanted a mural done at Darby Park in Inglewood. Darby Park, a special place for me because I used to work in aerospace, and we didn't have a athletic field for our competitions after work, and so we used to go to Darby Park and play ball, so it was a homecoming for me. The wall they picked to have a mural, and the mural, of course, had to be painted with youth of Inglewood. So it was a collaboration of not only East Los Streetscapers, which is by definition a collaborative group. We took these youngsters from 13 to 18 and taught them the mural technique, and we completed this mural in early summer of 2014.
The interesting part of this project was that they wanted to have participation right from the beginning with the students that they picked. And so they did some sketches with the outline of that handball wall. And so they understood that the ideas would fit on that wall and that we would work with their ideas and come up with our own creation in our style, but that they would have a direct hand in it. By the end of it, to pull it all together, actually we left a lot of their painting and didn't go over it. The streetscaper method, so that it looks like one person painted it, we overpaint each other as we go. So say I got the red paint, and Wayne had green paint, and Patricio had some black going. If I saw something that needed, some of my green paint, I would go over there and add it to it, and we wouldn't fight about it. So this is one great thing about our collaborative, this understood the finished product is not going to be separate images all put together. But with this piece, in order to follow the directions that they wanted, we decided we had to leave some paint that the children did.
The method was 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks in the beginning to have a design class. The importance of it was to decide what exactly was going to be on the mural that would represent Inglewood. They are Inglewood youth. We are out of town from East LA. And so it was behooves us to listen to what they had to say. And of course, they picked out many items that we designed into the composition. I had several of their compositions, and I laid them out and did a hybrid of the and put them in the flow lines. Those are dynamic lines in the mural, so it doesn't look like taking an individual item, cut it out of a magazine, and pasted it on. One image flows into the other. When we started painting, we had several restrictions on the height. We couldn't let the youngsters climb on the scaffold. There was several step ladders and other accoutrances to painting above eye level. We did have two senior people that were over 18 years old, and so they got to go up on the scaffold. As we get towards the end of the mural, we needed the guy that knows how to tie the whole unit together in glorious color and composition, and that's Mr. Boteo.
One thing that you'll see on these images is a computer printout, which is a recent development within the last 10 years as we've learned how to use Photoshop. Wayne will draw flow lines, scan in individual sketches, and place them in appropriate positions to follow those flow lines. Then one of our techniques is to carry a figure through these flow lines and change colors as we go, which makes it much more interesting. Is one of our ideas that developed from our very first mural. Wayne had taken charge of it since this was a relatively low-budget mural, and I didn't come into the picture until the last 5 days. So Wayne, it was very interesting using everything you see here is something that children and the adults will see at Darby Park. They have senior dancing. They have a tennis court. They have skateboarding. They have various people. That's a really well-used park. They even have the airplanes coming right over the park as they go to LA International.
Taking up on that in detail, these are images that were chosen by the youth. Everything from a bird in the tree to the clouds overhead, the roar of the jumbo jets coming into LAX on final approach, view of the downtown skyscrapers. We got skaters, parents strolling with their children on the pathways, youth swinging on the swings and playing on other apparatus, tennis, baseball, skateboarding, music. All these activities are available at the park, and that was the whole point. We seldom know the title of a mural before we start, and we were given a title on this one, and it's Parks Make Life Better. And hopefully when someone looks at this, they'll go, wow, this park is making my life better.